NERC responds to industry critique on IBR standards, written by Holden Mann and read by an automated voice. In reaction to industry concerns over its proposed ride-through requirements for inverter-based resources, NERC submitted a filing April 18, providing additional clarity on stakeholders' concerns to FERC. NERC submitted PRC 2444, Siegen's voltage protection settings for synchronous generators, Type 1 and Type 2 wind resources, and synchronous condensers, and PRC 29's build ride-through requirements for IBRs to the Commission in November 2024. The commissioners issued a notice of proposed rulemaking the following month that indicated it would pass both standards, with an added requirement that NERC provide two informational filings after they go into effect relating to PRC 29-1 and its provision for exemptions to voltage and frequency ride-through requirements for existing or legacy IBRs. CFERC approves NERC assessment, seeks comment on IBR standards. FERC proposed that the filings be due 12 and 24 months after the conclusion of the standards exemption request period. The Commission called for stakeholder comments. NERC replied March 24, requesting that it be required to submit a single filing 18 months after the exemption period ends. See, stakeholders call for further IBR standard revision. The ERO's most recent filing responded to issues raised by other industry respondents. NERC began by addressing comments from the American Clean Power Association, ACPA, the Solar Energy Industries Association, SCIA, Ørsted Wind Power America, and the Western Interconnection Regional Advisory Body. According to NERC, these groups suggested the process for developing PRC 2000-1. Did not allow full stakeholder engagement. These claims arose from the unusual circumstances of the standard's development, beginning in August 2024 after the standard failed to receive industry approval in a formal ballot round. With a deadline from FERC approaching, NERC's Board of Trustees voted for the first time to exercise its authority under Section 321 of the ERO's Rules of Procedure to streamline the normal development process. The board ordered NERC's Standards Committee to hold a technical conference to gain industry input, then revise the standard and submit it for a formal ballot. This revised standard received a 77.88% weighted segment value supporting passage in October 2024. NERC recounted this history in its response, arguing it had provided reasonable notice, an opportunity for public comment, due process, openness and balancing of interests during development, including the use of a commission-approved process, as it referred to Section 321. The ERO affirmed the final standard had been revised with input from the technical conference, contrary to the stakeholders' claim, and that NERC submitted the standard to the board along with a report of minority issues raised during development. The NERC concluded the standard development process was in full accordance with Section 215 of the Federal Power Act. The organization also discussed concerns raised by stakeholders about the proposed exemptions, which NERC said were considered by some to be too narrow and limited, and by others too impermissibly legacy IBR owners. Among the first group were the ACPA and SEIA, which sought to have the exemptions expanded to include resources that have executed an interconnection and primary design, procurement and/or construction agreement by the effective date of the standard. The latter included the Louisiana Public Service Commission, which feared transmission owners and operators are expected to mitigate an event consisting of an unknown number of IBRs disconnecting at any time in the future in an unanticipated manner. In response, NERC reminded FERC that its order to develop IBR ride-through standards required it to allow exemptions for IBRs that are unable to modify their coordinated protection and control settings to meet the auctions. It said the exemptions in PRC 29-1 were consistent with the order, which expressly limited NERC's discretion. NERC acknowledged commenters' concerns that the detail required in PRC 29-1 may prove difficult or impossible for legacy IBRs to meet. But it said the idea of finding operational limits is neither new nor novel, and suggested there are multiple ways to identify relevant issues. For this reason, NERC concluded its limited and documented exemptions are consistent with FERC's directives. In response to Ørsted, Union of Concerned Scientists, and other commenters that suggested PRC 29-1 should align with the IEEE 2800 standard for interconnection and interoperability of IBRs, NERC argued the IEEE standards are adopted voluntarily and are applied for their own business benefit. By contrast, NERC said its responsibility is to reduce risks to grid reliability and safety. The ERO said the standard drafting team did consider the ride-through terms and tables in IEEE 2800. However, the team concluded that the IEEE standard contained clauses that, drafted in a manner that is enforceable within the current structure of NERC's compliance, monitoring, and enforcement program. IEEE 2800 also is not a publicly available standard, NERC continued, making it harder for responsible entities to access it. Finally, NERC said PRC 29.1 was developed specifically to address the Commission's directives and therefore is more stringent than the IEEE standard. Because of this added stringency, NERC said there is no conflict between PRC 29.1 and IEEE 2800.